since the decision by the president of Guinea-Bissau was taken, the situation on the streets remained calm. There are no major demonstrations. And at the headquarters of political parties and civil society organizations, there are a number of consultations being held. At this stage, we understand that the president is consulting with the political parties which sit in the National Assembly. And this consultation is part of the constitutional requirement for both the nomination and the exoneration of a prime minister.
Today there is a meeting at the Security Council on Guinea-Bissau. What are the main messages to be sent to the international community regarding the crisis?
Well, the Security Council will decide whether it will send a message. It has released a press statement, and I cannot anticipate what will be the outcome of the consultations with the Council. I can only add that the Council will have a formal meeting on Guinea-Bissau on the 28th of August, and the special representative of the Secretary General, former President Miguel Trovoada, is going to New York to participate in that meeting, and he will introduce the reports of the Secretary General to the Security Council.
According to some international media reports, some countries have threatened to cut the aid for Guinea-Bissau. Is this issue being raised in the contacts you have with the government and the international community in Guinea-Bissau?
Well, at this point, there is an outgoing government which is in function, but without the authority to make any commitment at this stage. By and large, the international community is in a state of waiting and following the situation very closely, but no decision has been made because by necessity there must be a resolution through dialogue by and between the Bissau Guineans so that the international community, based on the outcome of those consultations and dialogue and eventual decisions, can position itself.
Guinea-Bissau has a story of instability that affects directly the people. What has been the message for the people at this moment?
The people have and continue to have a great hope that Bissau will eventually find the path to stability. And that hope is still alive. The people of Guinea-Bissau has endured many years of unrest and still guards in itself the hope that a solution will be found to this latest challenge and the country can walk on the path of stability and progress once and for all.